government shutdown begins its second week, with the party still bitterly divided and Republicans increasingly tying the impasse to a looming deadline to avoid a default on U.S. debt in 10 days. Former U.S. Congressman Jim McCrary was serving in the House during the last government shutdown. The Shreveport native now is on the steering committee for the Campaign to Fix the Debt. That's a Washington-based nonprofit organization to address the nation's fiscal policies. McCrary says if the debt ceiling is not raised, it will have dangerous economic consequences all around the globe.
If Congress doesn't increase the debt ceiling in relatively short order, it could put at risk some of the debts and obligations of the federal government, which would call into question the full faith and credit of the United States government. And that could have some very damaging economic repercussions.
McCrary says there must be some give and take between Democrats and Republicans in order to resolve issues of federal spending. And there must be much more cooperation, he says, to tackle the complicated issues like the long-term funding of entitlement programs. But he says politicians are dug in.
Unfortunately, leaders on both sides of the aisle and at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue drew lines in the sand way too early in this discussion. They're now almost trapped in their own corners. Politically, it's difficult for them to step across that line.
He says perhaps with the funding of the government in question and the debt ceiling issue on the table, there could be enough wiggle room to reach some sort of agreement.